The Oscar is going to be in person this year. No more stars zooming in from their living room couches wearing ball gowns. That I think is over. Chloe Mellis is she covers entertainment at CNN. And Chloe, I'm so happy you could join the program today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on.
So they're next weekend, and I just feel like I need to do some catching up, because normally I've seen a ton of the Oscar nominated films. This year, not so much. It's been a weird year, of course. And I just wonder what you can tell us about the nominees this year as a pack.
Yeah, well, like you said, the Oscars are really encouraging everyone to safely gather together this year. They actually announced last month that they weren't going to be allowing Zoom speeches, which a lot of people were up in arms about. So, like you said, the 93rd Academy Awards is going to take place, rain or shine, next weekend at the Dolby Theater. They're also going to have another location in LA at Union Station. Also interestingly, there is going to be a location in Paris live and in the UK live. So if a nominee cannot get to LA, they will be elsewhere. And not to mention, there are going to be so many celebrity presenters in person, from Brad Pitt to Regina King, Bryan Cranston, Don Cheadle. It's going to be a who's who of Hollywood. And just briefly, before I get into the movies that you guys need to try to stream at home if you haven't, I know that they are going to be dedicating, I actually just published a piece today on CNN.com, they are going to be focusing on those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's like, how do you strike that right tone, right, amid what's been a terrible past year plus for everyone? And also with all of the social reckoning in the United States, how do we also award people and talk about movies? So that's a fine line. It'll be interesting to see if they can do that.
No doubt about it. That will be a difficult sort of tone, balance to strike. It just is. We'll see what happens. It will be weird. I mean, is it just the celebrities who are allowed? Did I hear just the stars? Because I don't know how you'd fit so many people in the room when you're doing the social distancing thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's going to, what I've been told, is a very, very small audience. As well as a small audience, I think we will see some frontline workers. They're spaced out at the Dolby Theater and outside at Union Station. I think they're going to be using outside as much as possible. But let's get into the movies, guys.
So let's do it.
When it comes to Best Picture, I have seen nearly all of the films. And like you said, we weren't all clamoring to go to movie theaters because they were closed. Many of us didn't feel comfortable, despite Tom Cruise telling all of us, remember on social media, hey, it's safe, just wear a mask. Some of my favorite movies that I've seen this year that you guys can find, whether you have Apple TV, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, here are some of my favorites. Promising Young Woman, starring Carey Mulligan. Such a good, suspenseful film. Carey Mulligan is fabulous. I think that she has a really strong chance to win Best Actress. Nomadland. Such a good movie. Many people believe that this movie starring Frances McDormand is going to take Best Picture. But here's the thing. If you're looking for it on, Amazon or Netflix or Apple TV or whatnot, you're not going to find it there. It's on Hulu. So for those of you out there who are like, I keep hearing about Nomadland, I want to see it. It's on Hulu. Want to talk about Chloe Zhao. You might not have heard of her, but she, you got to know who she is. She is making major waves, breaking glass ceilings this year as the first Chinese woman to be nominated for Best Director. She could make Oscars history. This year, actually, I reported about it when the nominees came out, that women accounted for a record-breaking 76 nominations this year. That's huge. And Chloe Zhao, again, she directed Nomadland. She could not only have her movie win Best Picture, she could go home with Best Director. So that would be best case scenario. A movie that I really loved, The Father, starring Anthony Hopkins. It was so great. It's about a man who has Alzheimer's and Olivia Colman. I'm sure you can hear my son in the background.
I totally can hear your kids.
Working
it's
from
so
home.
Cute.
Olivia Colman plays his daughter. And if you know anybody with Alzheimer's, it's really, really going to tug at your heartstrings. And something I think that everybody is really thinking about this year is Chadwick Boseman. This was his moment with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And I really think that he is going to win Best Actor. And if you've seen his widow has been up there accepting award after award on his behalf this year. And it has been so emotional to see her get up there, talk about her late husband's legacy. This is his final performance.
Yeah, I can only imagine what the in memoriam will be this year. And you just think of someone like him, the kind of tribute that he deserves, more than even outside of his film. You wonder what they'll do, because that'll be a very emotional moment, I'm sure, during the Oscars. Hey, Chloe, before you go, though, Nomadland seems to be making news for a number of reasons. One, that it's like tops up there to win Best Picture. But there seems to be some controversy and some people do not like this film. Can you kind of fill us in on what that other side is saying or what's going on there?
Look, I mean, I think that a lot of people have a lot of opinions this year. You know, from what I've been hearing, it's all been really positive just because of, you know, Frances McDormand's, you know, role was so incredible, and also just shining a light on this part of the country that is really, they're nomads and they're going across the country in bands. And, you know, they're, some people in the movie, they're not actors. They're actually real-life people playing themselves, which is really incredible. I think that also, you know, whatever the controversy is, because there always seems to be controversy in Hollywood, I think that what we can't stop talking about, though, is Chloe Zhao. And I think that she overshadows any potential controversy right now because of just the strides that she's making when it comes to such a long time lack of diversity in Hollywood. I just want to also tell you about one other movie that really got the waterworks going for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it's a movie that's not, is not getting a lot of buzz, but it's so good. And if you love Glenn Close, then you got to watch Hillbilly Elegy. Everybody watch Hillbilly Elegy. It's a sleeper film this year, in the sense that it's not getting a ton of buzz, but it is so good.
I've got some catching up to do. And say hello to your son. I know you got to tend to him, too. So thanks for
taking... You have a lot of movies to watch this weekend. So the only tough one is, if you don't have Hulu, you're not going to be able to watch Nomadland.
Yeah, that clears it up for me. I was searching for it. Thank you. Thank you, Chloe. Go say hi to your family. And thanks for taking time away from them to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Chloe Mellis covers entertainment for CNN.